Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God, who makes all things new, whose mercy endures forever. Amen. Trusting in God's mercy, let us confess our sin. Holy One, source of our renewal, we confess that we are wrapped up in sin and cannot free ourselves. We have not practiced your righteousness. Our hearts have turned away from you. For the sake of the world you so love, forgive us, that we may be reconciled to one another for the glory of your holy name. Amen. Thus says our Lord, the former things have come to pass, and new things I now declare. God's mercy makes us new. We are forgiven in the name of Christ our Savior. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit is with you all.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Holy God, you confound the world's wisdom in giving your kingdom to the lowly and the pure in heart. Give us hunger and thirst for justice and perseverance in striving for peace, that in our words and deeds the world may see the life of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. You may be seated for the readings.
Our first reading this morning is from Micah, chapter 6, verses 1 through 8. Hear what the Lord says. Rise, plead your case before the mountains, and let the hills hear your voice. Hear, your mountains, the controversy of the Lord, and you enduring foundations of the earth. For the Lord has a controversy with his people, and he will contend with Israel. O my people, what have I done with you? In what way have I wearied you? Answer me. For I brought you up from the land of Egypt, and redeemed you from the house of slavery. And I sent before you Moses, Aaron, and Miriam. O my people, remember what King Balak of Moab devised, what Balaam, son of Beor, answered him, and what happened from Shittim to Gilgal, that you may know the saving acts of the Lord. With what shall I come before the Lord and bow myself before God on high? Shall I come before him with burnt offerings, with calves a year old? Will the Lord be pleased with thousands of rams, with 10,000 of rivers of oil? Shall I give my firstborn for my transgression, the fruit of my body for the sin of my soul? He has told you, O mortal, what is good, and what does the Lord require of you but to do justice and to love kindness and to walk humbly with your God. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
And this morning's psalm is Psalm 15, with the refrain being, Lord, who may abide upon your holy hill? Lord, who may dwell in your tabernacle? Who may abide upon your holy hill?
Those who lead a blameless life and do what is right, who speak the truth from their heart. Lord, who may abide on your holy hill?
They do not slander with the tongue. They do no evil to their friends. They do not cast discredit upon a neighbor.
In their sight, the wicked are rejected, but they honor those who fear the Lord. They have sworn upon their health and do not take back their word.
They do not give their money in hope of gain, nor do they take bribes against the innocent. Those who do these things shall never be overthrown.
Lord, who may abide upon your holy hill?
Now we will listen to our hymn of praise, Victory Through Grace, by the Fountain View Academy. Our second reading is from 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 18 through 31. The message about the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God. For it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise, and the discernment of the discerning I will thwart. Where is the one who is wise? Where is the scribe? Where is the debater of this age? Has not God made foolish the wisdom of the world? For since, in the wisdom of God, the world did not know God through wisdom, God decided through the foolishness of our proclamation to save those who believe. For Jews demand signs, and Greek desire wisdom. But we proclaim Christ crucified, a stumbling block to Jews and foolishness to the Gentiles. But to those who are the called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ, the power of God and the wisdom of God. For God's foolishness is wiser than human wisdom, and God's weakness is stronger than human strength. Consider your own call, brothers and sisters. Not many of you were wise by human standards, Not many were powerful. Not many were of noble birth. But God chose what is foolish in the world to shame the wise. God chose what is weak in the world to shame the strong. And God chose what is low and despised in the world, things that are not, to reduce to nothing things that are. So that no one might boast in the presence of God. He is the source of your life in Christ Jesus, who became for us wisdom from God, and righteousness and sanctification and redemption, in order that, as it is written, let the one who boasts, boast in the Lord. This is the word of God.
Thanks be to God. Please rise as you are able. Join with me in our gospel acclamation. Alleluia. Jesus preached the good news of the kingdom and cured every sickness among the people. Alleluia. Our gospel reading is from St. Matthew, the 5th chapter. When Jesus saw the crowds, he went up the mountain, and after he sat down, his disciples came to him. Then he began to speak and taught them, saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will receive mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when people revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven, for in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you." This is the gospel of our Lord.
Praise be to Christ.
You may be seated. May the peace of God that surpasses all understanding guard our hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Amen. Since you might ask, yes, I did have a good time on my vacation trip. We all need these sorts of timeouts from our daily schedules. We did get to see several whales, though the sightings seemed to be a little fewer this year. But our experienced boat captain was able to bring us to some good places where we saw some nice groups of whales. Looking for whales is sort of like fishing. Some days you find them and some days you just don't. It is disappointing when you keep moving around hoping to find them and you're not able to. You sort of join those who are poor in spirit, perhaps in solidarity with the others in the world, feeling this in their lives, typically for much greater dilemmas. This is not a feeling of being blessed in life. What really caught my attention and pulled me away a bit from my happy place during the trip, I actually caught the news thing in between the football games, were the news reports of the mass shootings, first in Monterey Park. While on the plane home, I came across this article by Mithil Agarwal, which I hope I'm pronouncing correctly, which really is startling with what it tells us about these events. I expect that none of the people involved feel very blessed at all. As California grappled with that mass shooting in Monterey Park over the weekend that left 11 people dead, within 48 hours, another gunman went on a shooting spree in Half Moon Bay, just under 400 miles away, killing at least 7 people. Within that short time span, 4 other mass shootings took place across the United States, with the number of shootings nationwide so far this year already well outpacing the number of calendar days. As of Tuesday, at least 39 mass shootings had unfolded across our country since the year began, according to the Gun Violence Archive, a nonprofit that tracks the spread of what has now been called an American disease. And they define a mass shooting as a single incident in which at least 4 people, other than the shooter, are shot. At least 70 people have been killed and 167 wounded in mass shootings so far in 2023, according to the archive. Those figures mark a historically quick start for these mass shootings this year, with more of them recorded so far this month than in any January over the past decade, according to the archive, which has been keeping records on this since 2014. This despite Congress having passed the most sweeping federal gun control law in 30 years last year, enhancing background checks and encouraging states to pass so-called red flag laws, among other provisions. The families of the victims and those who are wounded probably do not feel at all blessed at this point. The same can be said for the family of Tyre Nichols, which has been very foremost in our news of late. They would probably all be in this category that Jesus sets up as the poor in spirit, and certainly also those who mourn. Jesus gives us a lot of categories of people in some level of crisis that they are dealing with that he expresses compassion for. People who are mourning are not just those who are in this situation from some nationally known crises, but all who are dealing with this. Most people might find themselves somewhere on this list that Jesus creates. The people that were gathered with Jesus and the disciples all were under the weight of the situation of their world at that time, and likely would have felt many of these issues that Jesus brought up. For many of them were just plain hungry from a society that didn't value them even enough for them to be able to get basic food. But then Jesus takes the disciples away from this area for this teaching about their lives as a disciple. These issues that are brought up are things that they will have to endure as they join in with Jesus. They had just immediately jumped in with 2 feet and decided to see what Jesus was all about. They had no other advance warning of how hard being a disciple of Jesus at that time was going to be. We might remember that they all died eventually at the hands of the Romans, often in not so very nice ways, just like what happened to Jesus. The disciples really did want Jesus to succeed in his mission with teachings that would be passed down through the ages, eventually to all of us. While many of us can attest to dealing with some of these issues that Jesus blesses people for, none of us likely can say that we deal with all of them. What we need to accept is that we are not expected to deal with all or even any of these in order to be blessed and become a part of God's kingdom brought to us by Jesus. Many hear these words and assume that, oh, this is some ethical charge that we get from Jesus, that we need to be enduring these in order to become a part of the kingdom. Jesus loves us all. And the reality is that he and God would prefer if none of us ever had to deal with any of these issues. We do hear a way to respond to the gifts that God has given to us in our first passage today. In that passage, somewhat similar to what Jesus raises up, Micah provides a way of life for disciples of God to do justice, love kindness, and walk humbly with our God. Micah first provides from God a listing of all that God has done for the people, that they and we also in our time, in our connection to those people, are thankful for. We also in our lives can find the times that we can be thankful for what God has done for us, no matter how small or how big those items are. For example, I am thankful that this year I did not end up in a hospital in Mexico like I did last year. That occurred to some illnesses I had before I went on my trip, which one of which was getting a bad case of COVID. And the care that I got down there was amazing. Knowing that I was in dire need of help at that point in time from the hospital that we drove up to, a couple of orderlies jumped out, plunked me in a wheelchair, and rather than bring me around to the ramp, they just lifted me right over a wall about this high so that I could quickly be taken into a room and immediately start being given some care. No sitting in a waiting room, no filling out a whole bunch of forms before you can be seen, just in I went. They were the hands of God that had taken care of me at that point in my life of need. I was blessed to have them in the world ready to help me. Please don't ever think that Mexico might be a really bad place to get sick. I can testify to just the opposite. These are ways in which we all can take care of each other and become a blessing to each other. This is what Jesus wants us to know from this passage, that we are blessed by him, or in other words, accepted by him into his kingdom. We remain faithful in the face of a society that often would have us do otherwise. Our future is secure. Jesus has seen to that out of his love for us. Jesus wants to include all into this blessed community. We become a blessing to others when we listen to their cries of anguish, as many are dealing with after those senseless massacres, and also the family surviving after the beating death of Tyre that I mentioned earlier in this message. We pray for them and with them, and we send them our love, and we stand with them as we all make clear to the people of our world that this is not the vision of the world of God's kingdom that Jesus ushered in. We, as disciples, accept that when we try to provide his message to our world, that we might in fact face some of the crises that Jesus brings up in his blessings in response to that activity. That is the risk of being a disciple. We do these things for Jesus and we endure them, not as works to gain our way into the kingdom, but as those who know we are already a part of it. Jesus' love in us, we cannot contain. We are driven to help others, be a blessing to them, just as Jesus has blessed us with his love. That love has us to try to walk blamelessly, do what is right, speak the truth, and walk humbly with our God. Amen. We join each other in singing the hymn of the day, Blessed Are They. Please rise as you are able. I actually have some intercessions today. Let us pray. Called together to follow Jesus, we pray for the church, the world, and all in need.
Cultivate humility in your church, in gatherings of every size. Teach us to boast only in the cross. Shape your church to be kind, generous, and just. Merciful God,
receive our prayer.
The fountains of the earth bear witness to your faithfulness. The mountains and hills echo with your holiness. When we mistreat your creation, show us the error of our ways. Inspire us with reverent awe to honor all you have made. Merciful God,
receive our prayer.
You make foolish the wisdom of the world. Raise up honorable leaders who seek justice, love mercy, and pursue peace. Frustrate plans that are corrupt, wicked, and self-seeking. Prosper the work of peacemakers. Merciful God,
receive our prayer.
Bless all whom the world rejects. Accompany those who are regarded as foolish, weak, low, and despised. Reveal your power and presence at work where it is least expected. Give your life, strength, and wisdom to all in need. Comfort those who are grieving or experiencing crisis or are in need of your compassionate healing and care. Especially this day, we pray for Rick Hazard, Donna Barnish, Deb Cook, Jim Davidson, Pastor Don Dorsbacher, Sarah Mayer Flatt, Jerry Mazar, Sherry Moserak, Beverly and Ed O'Connor, Carl Rich, Douglas Weaver, David and Karen Hooven, Kirk Langolf, Tom Bachman, Pastor Joris Partica Steib, Pastor Ken Steib, and their son Mason, the family and friends of Bob Porter, Herman Bratfish, and Enoch Carlton, with their passing. Also, Lord, we pray for those who serve and protect our nation, home and overseas, that they may return to their communities safely. Also, Lord, we pray for these on this list, but also for those that we name out loud or that we name silently in our heart.
The family and friends of Jim Davidson.
Merciful God,
receive our prayer.
As with your people Israel, remind this congregation of your saving acts. Remind us how your faithfulness brought us through difficulties and sustained us despite our weaknesses. Establish the cross as the center of our life together. Merciful God,
receive our prayer. Lord, we pray for the peaceful expressions of cries for justice in the face of the death of Tyre Nichols. Merciful God,
receive our prayer. Praise to you for your blessed saints in every time and place, trusting you accompanied them in poverty, persecution, and in every trial. We trust you abide with your people always. Merciful God,
receive our prayer. We bring to you our needs and hopes, O God, trusting your wisdom and power revealed in Christ crucified. Amen. You may be seated for the offering.
Thank you for your continued support of the Christian ministry of Our Savior Lutheran Church here at 6th and Wall in Port Huron. I don't have any announcements. Does anybody have any announcements?
Is there
Bible study? Yes, there is.
Yes, there is Bible study this week. When is that, Pastor?
10 o'clock, Wednesday.
Wednesday at 10 o'clock. Thank you, Sandy. And for our offering prayer, liberating God, you break the bonds of injustice and let the oppressed go free. Receive these offerings in thanksgiving for all your works of merciful power and shape us as people of your justice and freedom. You we magnify and adore through Jesus our Savior.
Amen. Please rise as you are able. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is indeed right and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, through our Savior, Jesus Christ. In the wonder and mystery of the Word made flesh, you have opened the eyes of faith to the new radiant vision of your glory, that beholding the God made visible, we may be drawn to love the God whom we cannot see. And so with all the choirs of angels, with the church on earth and the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest.
Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord.
Hosanna in the highest. Holy One, the beginning and the end, the giver of life, blessed are you for the birth of creation. Blessed are you in the darkness and in the light. Blessed are you for your promise to your people. Blessed are you in the prophet's hopes and dreams. Blessed are you for Mary's openness to your will. Blessed are you for your Son Jesus, the Word made flesh. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread, gave thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." Again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Let us proclaim the mystery of faith. Christ has died, Christ is risen, Christ will come again. With this bread and cup, we remember your word dwelling among us, full of grace and truth. We remember our new birth in his death and resurrection. We look with hope for his coming. Come, Lord Jesus. Holy God, we long for your Spirit. Come among us. Bless this meal. May your word take flesh in us. Awaken your people. Fill us with your light. Bring the gift of peace on earth. Come, Holy Spirit. All praise and glory are yours, Holy One of Israel, Word of God incarnate, power of the Most High, one God, now and forever. Amen. And now let us pray with confidence in the words that our Savior gave us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Come and taste the joy of God. You may be seated until we call you forward. Thank you. Christ shed for you. Please rise as you are able. Now may the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace. Amen. Let us pray. Holy One, we thank you for the healing that springs forth abundantly from this table. Renew our strength to do justice, love kindness, and journey humbly with you. Amen. Now may the God who faithfully brings forth justice and breaks the oppressor's rod bless, strengthen, and uphold you today and always. Amen. You may be seated for the sending hymn, Pass Me Not, O Gentle Savior. Oh,
Go in peace. Follow the way of Jesus.
Thanks be to God.